The man who leads the world's most influential group of global warming experts may soon lose his position. Robert Watson is a chemist and chairman of the United Nations panel that reviews research on climate change. The U.S. government has decided not to back Watson for a new term. Some scientists think Watson is a victim of energy politics. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the story.
5 years ago, the U.S. government put forward Robert Watson to be chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The IPCC consists mostly of scientists who try to answer the big environmental question, is the planet getting warmer? Watson says yes, it is, and he says burning coal and oil in power plants and factories and cars is the biggest reason. Watson's term at the IPCC is about to expire. The State Department has now announced that it will not renominate him. Instead, the U.S. is backing Rajendra Pachauri of India. Pachauri directs an energy research institute in New Delhi. He has participated in IPCC work in the past. Watson says he's not surprised the U.S. won't back him.
My agenda is to make sure that we have the best scientists, technologists, and economists in the world to assess what do we know about climate change, what are the implications for society, and what are the options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Unfortunately, there are many in some parts of U.S. industry have not particularly liked those results.
Scientists within IPCC say the line between climate science and energy politics is easy to cross. James McCarthy is an oceanographer at Harvard University who supports Watson's leadership. He says Watson has rubbed some people the wrong way.
Bob has made a number of statements publicly about not only what the scientific consensus is, but what he thinks we should do about it. And I think in his personal capacity, some people have taken his remarks to be too political for their tastes.
McCarthy and other scientists say Watson has run afoul of critics in Congress and the Bush administration who claim Watson has been too quick to blame industry for warming the planet. That's also the view at the George Marshall Institute, a clearinghouse for global warming skeptics. Bill O'Keefe is the institute's president.
I believe that Bob Watson and some of his colleagues have reached a conclusion about the state of science which we don't believe is justified.
O'Keefe says Watson has nonetheless recommended that industry make expensive cuts in emissions to prevent warming. One critic of Watson's apparently is the ExxonMobil Corporation. In a memo to the White House Environmental Office early last year, a company executive criticized Watson and asked, quote, "Can Watson be replaced now at the request of the U.S.?" David Doniger, a Watson supporter with the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council, says the letter is evidence of a White House tilt toward business interests.
The ExxonMobil letter is just another example of brazen secret dictates from the energy industry about our country's environmental and energy and climate policies.
Although the U.S. now supports India's candidate for the IPCC chair, Watson can still win re-election. IPCC scientists say several countries plan to support Watson during a vote scheduled for mid-April in Geneva, Switzerland. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.